Do you ever hit publish on an episode one week and then immediately think, ugh, I have to do this all over again? If so, this episode was written especially for you. Hey there, welcome to Podcast First Marketing. I'm your host, Allison Nitsch. Today, I want to talk about something that every podcaster faces at some point, burnout. And not just the I'm tired, I don't really feel like recording an episode kind. I mean the quiet burnout that shows up when your podcast becomes another thing you have to keep up with instead of your favorite way to connect with your audience. And then you slowly just decide that you want to stop altogether. And I do not want that for you. I personally have had seasons where podcasting felt effortless. That's the season I'm in right now. And seasons where it felt like I was literally scaling a mountain with two broken flip-flops. I heard that analogy the other day and I was like, I have to use that. I'm not kidding. I felt that way with my last podcast. If you're new around here, I had a podcast previous to this one. It was called Make Podcasting Simple. And I created it based on like the struggle. Like it was like, okay, well, what am I going to talk about today? I did not have the structure that I have now. And here's what I learned from that. Basically, burnout happens because that structure and the expectations that you have around your podcast, they're not supporting you. Once you build a system that matches not only your energy, but the season of life that you're in and your offers, that's when your podcast can become one of the easiest parts of your business. And that is the season that I'm in now because I have created this structure and I've created my episode planner. I've created my five-part episode framework that I talked about last week. These are all different strategies that have made podcasting just seem, honestly, it's fun. I look forward to I batch my episodes once a month. And I, like right now, it's the middle of December, actually the week before Christmas, and I'm batching all of my January episodes because I'm in the groove and it is exciting for me. And I've created this workflow that makes it, honestly, it's just effortless. And I want that for you. That's what I help my intensive clients do. We create the workflow that works around their life and their whatever they're doing. And I don't want you to just think of your podcast as another thing you have to do because we don't have to do a lot of things in our business. We choose to do them because we feel like we have to. But one of the things that you do want is that marketing system that works for you. And a podcast can do that for you. Same with YouTube. YouTube can do that for you as well, but podcasting, in my opinion, is easier. So that's what I want to talk to you about today and how to create that podcast that can fit into your season of life and business and it just becomes effortless. So let's talk about how to get you there. So what does podcast burnout look like? Let's just start here because sometimes you don't even realize that you're in it until you've hit that wall. I hit a wall and what did I do? I just stopped. I was going through a difficult part of my life. I was dealing with my dad having cancer. And ironically, he did pass before that last episode went out. But things that I did not notice then that I want to help you notice is going to help save you in your podcast. So if you notice things like you are feeling frustrated that you, and I'm going to put this in quotes, should record, that's a little quiet sign, not that you want to record. If you are starting to lose the excitement of your topics that you used to love talking about, if you are feeling like you always need a new idea, which spoiler alert, that's not true. You need a new way of talking about your old ideas. If you find yourself skipping weeks and then you're feeling very guilty because you skipped them, maybe you skipped months and then you're like, you hit a burnout. Maybe you're starting to overthink every single detail from the editing to the show notes to how you're going to figure this out, all those things. If you are creating episodes, but you're not feeling connected to your business anymore, if it just feels like it's something that you should be doing, if any of that sounds familiar, it usually is a sign that your podcast, you're headed towards burnout for one, but it usually just means that your podcast needs a little new system to support you. And I can help you do that. I help my clients do that. But these are just things that you need to start looking out for because once you start to feel these, you will eventually just give up. And I don't want that to happen for you. So why does this burnout happen? And a lot of the reason it's because most podcasters, they fall into the burnout for a few reasons. One, you're probably trying to match the social, You're probably trying to match the social media's pace. I've talked about this several times. You are so used to the instant gratification of social media, the likes, the DMs, the comments, all of the things that social media gives you. Podcasting doesn't give you that instantly, but any good episode will have people wanting to send you a DM. So think of it that way. Like, an episode could have someone wanting to reach out to you. And unfortunately, until these podcast hosts catch up to people being able to comment and do things like that, you will have to go to another platform to send a DM. And that's okay. But just know that just because someone is not instantly doing something doesn't mean they didn't feel something from your episode. Another thing that you're trying to match is that you have to trust that even though you don't see it happening as instantly as you would on social media, things are working if you have the right strategy. You have to believe that. You have to know that things are happening behind the scenes. And I know that's hard, but once it starts, you start to see it, then you'll think, okay, this was all so worth it. The second thing that leads people to burnout is that you are constantly recording without a clear strategy. You're not connecting it to your offers. And I will say that this happened, this did happen to me. I mentioned this before in my first podcast. It was, I shouldn't say that I didn't have any strategy, but I will say because I was focused more on production, I was mostly just trying to get clients from it. The strategy part for me came later, which turned my business into more of the strategist versus the production. But I too was just coming up with topics to talk about. They weren't feeding off of each other. They weren't, I wasn't really taking into account what I was leading them to. Yeah, I had a call to action, but I wasn't really talking about like, well, what offer did I want to fill? Why was I creating that episode in the first place? To be honest, most of the times it was just to have an episode out. These are all things that you have to be thinking of if you want to grow your business with your podcast. Otherwise, it's just going to become literally another piece of a place to release content. That's not what I want your podcast to be. I want your podcast to be that marketing platform that is quietly selling for you and that's playing even when you're not posting. It's still working for you. I've talked many times about my love-hate relationship with Instagram. Right now, I'm recording this in December. These are my January episodes. I'm batching in December. Right now, I don't hate it because I'm not focusing on it. I'm focusing on this, my podcast. And then what I will do is I will create a carousel or a reel, mostly carousels and stories, when I feel like it. Like, it's just one of those, I'm not creating an Instagram strategy. When I was focusing on my podcast and having an Instagram strategy, that's when I burn out. I can't do that anymore. I'm not going to worry about the algorithms anymore. That was so stressful. Now what I use social media for is to just post what I want to post. And mostly it all comes from my podcast episodes. Now, is that going to grow my Instagram? Probably not, because I'm not focused on an Instagram strategy. I'm focused on my podcast strategy, which means my podcast is going to work for me. The Instagram is just like the icing on the cake. Or maybe the sprinkles. We'll call them the sprinkles because we want the icing. We don't have to have the sprinkles. The third thing you might be doing is that you are doing everything manually. You not only have to plan your episodes, then you have to record them, then you're editing them, then you have to create your episode descriptions, your show notes, your promotion, all the stuff. You have to have a system or support, one of the two, or both. I know this is what makes so many podcasters jump ship because there is a lot that goes into a podcast that is not really seen from others. Not many people share it. They start to think, well, how hard can it be to record every week and then, you know, post it and whatever, not realizing that there is more to it than just that. They continue to keep up with the other things going on too, the Instagram, all of this stuff that goes that they were still doing. They basically just added a podcast on top of what they were doing. That's a burnout trap right there. However, when you have a podcast system in place, you easily just rinse and repeat to the point that it is so easy you wonder if you're doing something wrong. That's where I'm at right now. Almost feel the itch the other week. So basically, let me step back a step. I just mentioned a minute ago that I batch record. So I batch record my episodes. It takes me, I'm recording this today. I'll edit them tomorrow, and then I'll do all of my blogs and Pinterest and stuff like that probably the day after that. So I take about 3 days a month to do my podcast stuff, which means the other 3 weeks of the month, I'm not working on it. I might be, of course, thinking of different, you know, episodes and things like that, but I'm not actively working on it, which makes me feel like I'm not doing anything. And I have to remind myself, my episodes are still coming out. That doesn't mean it's not working. Just because I'm not sitting in front of the mic doesn't mean it's not working. And people are going back and listening to old episodes. So I almost feel the itch the other weeks that I'm not doing anything, that I'm supposed to be doing something else. But I have to remember that it's done. I did it already. I want you to reach out to me on Instagram if this would be appealing to you, but I'm actually thinking of creating a resource that is a podcast workflow system that is basically going to be a low ticket digital product that it can take you through all, it'll help take away all of those frustrations out of podcasting, essentially. Like, I could help you develop a system. I do this with my intensive clients, but I know not everyone is in the position to hire for the intensive. So I'm trying to think of something a little bit more meet you where you're at type thing. So if this would appeal to you, send me a DM on Instagram because I would love to know. But what I want you to do in the meantime is I want you to have templates and find ways that are easier to keep podcasting for you. Not everyone is going to have the same system, and that is perfectly okay. That is why I create systems for people in my podcast, First Marketing Intensive, specific to what they do. But have these templates and find ways that are easier for you. For example, you can save time on editing by using Descript, not doing a full edit and just knowing that you messed up in certain areas and take it out and just make your audio sound good. I've talked about this before, but I cut out formal intros and outros with music so that I don't have to edit those in anymore. So you can consider that. And what you could do is just have a speaking intro. Like, I just start talking in my episodes now, or I will use dynamic ads. So if you are on a podcast host that allows you to use dynamic ads, Captivate, Buzzsprout, Libsyn, I think does, I can't remember exactly, but those are where you can just record something and place it in. I thought of some things to say after I recorded those. So instead of going back and re-recording them, I just put in a dynamic ad. So it made sure to have it, and those dynamic ads play on all episodes. Not, you can set it for a specific episode or you can have it on all episodes. So if someone's binging, they'll hear it more than once. But okay, that was a little side tangent. But basically, you just want to find things that work for you. And I will tell you that for me, that's been Descript. As a former perfectionist editor, I used to make sure that every extra little sound, every breath, every you name it, was removed. Now, I just make sure that it sounds better and leave it as natural as possible. This is what saves so much time. And I do this using Descript. I fought using Descript for probably over a year and a half. And now I don't know why I waited so long. I just think of how much easier my life would have been as a podcast editor and producer had I been using it. I was doing everything manually, but that's okay. We learn. What matters more with your episodes is the audio quality. So this is making sure that echoes are out. You know, you take those out. Any background noises that would be distracting to the listener. That is all stuff that can be prevented with good recording space and a mic. But even just cleaning that up instead of taking all of the other stuff out is so much better than over-editing. Or just not editing at all. I hear people that just upload the raw audio. Again, the non-edited audio is fine, but we do want to make sure that the audio quality is good. And I do have a few programs that I use that, you know, can do the tricks. So if you want those, you can message me. But there is like that middle ground where you want to be. You want it to sound good, but you don't have to have it fully edited. Hope that makes sense. This is so weird saying that, because if I would have known that I was going to say this even just 2 years ago, I would be like cringing because I was like, no, it has to be the perfect edited audio. And of course, when I was doing it for clients, I wanted it to sound perfect because it was me doing it for them. And mine was always a little bit different, but that's okay. Okay, The fourth thing that is probably going to lead you to burnout is that you're focusing on quantity over quality, thinking that you need to have more episodes to equal more growth. I have honestly, for myself, have even fought the urge to post more episodes, thinking that it would help speed things up, especially since I started a new podcast. I left my old podcast. It was almost or a little over 2 years of podcasting. I had 8 episodes. So for me to start over and see this lower number of episodes, I was like, no, I want to like catch up to where I was. But I knew that that would just lead me to burning out. And I did not want that. I want this podcast to work. And so that is what I was making sure that one episode a week is fine. That's all you need. Because if someone comes and finds you, even just 2 months after you get started, they already have 8 episodes they can listen to. It's not like Instagram where they usually most don't scroll through your old feed. And even if they do, they're going to go back, a few months? Because if you're posting several times a week, that's not going to get them very far. You could have people listening to you from a year ago. I went from a previous coach I had hired. I went back and listened to episodes 2 years prior. And because I binged her episodes, I hired her. And so as long as you are not completely switching your content, they can binge as much as they want to. As long as you have the right episodes working for you, one episode a week is plenty, as long as they're doing their job. Because I'm telling you, more content is not going to equal more clients. Just like more followers on Instagram is not going to equal more paying clients. It doesn't work that way. So say that with me. Strategic, well-planned content is what works. Okay, so how can we prevent podcast burnout and not have you quitting before you make it to episode 10 or even episode 100? There are some ways to make your podcast work for you and your energy instead of against it. And I want you to hear me out, but the first one is going to be batch your episodes. And I'm going to tell you, you have to be able to do it your way. The way I'm doing it may not work for you, but I'm going to tell you right now, batching has saved my podcast. If I was going week by week, I would be burnt out because I would always know that's on my calendar and I would try to fit something else in and think, okay, that's more, my client work's more important than the podcast, da, 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 da. When in reality, my podcast is more important because my podcast is what is going to get those clients. I wouldn't have those clients without my podcast. So I literally spend, like I said before, 3, sometimes 4 days a month on my podcast. And they're not full days. They're probably like I started recording this, I don't know, maybe it'll take me 2, 2.5 hour. Well, I will be quite honest with you. I recorded an episode, went to go stop the recording and realized I didn't press record. So I had to re-record it. It was a practice run. So technically I recorded one extra episode without recording it, but you get the point. But it doesn't take me all day. Like I block off my morning, maybe takes me 2.5 hours at most because I have it all mapped out from prior. And so then I spend that day recording. I spend the first day prepping, planning, outlining all the things. Then the second day I record. And then the third day I edit. And depending on how quickly I get that done, I will also do blog posts and Pinterest. But if I didn't make it to there, then I might have that fourth day. And that's all I do. Like I just spend those 3 or 4 days a month on my podcast. And then I just let it work for me the rest of the month. That is what saves me from burnout. And I actually look forward to it every month because it's not something that I'm constantly doing over and over and over again. But you have to record. And also this helps too. Record when your energy is high. A single recording day like I do can create those weeks of content, and I do it on a day that I feel like doing it. To be completely honest with you, I was supposed to record this last week, and I didn't feel it, and I didn't have to worry about it needing to get out right away because I'm recording for the next month, so I'm at least 3 to 4 weeks ahead. So I knew that I could wait till a day that I had the energy to do it, and that way I knew that all of them would get recorded. So I know not everyone likes batching, and you don't have to batch the way I do. So instead of recording 4 episodes in one day, maybe you could try, 2, and maybe just record 2 that day. And then you're at least 2 weeks ahead of that. So, you're at least many weeks ahead and you're not constantly chasing your tail. That is what I see it over and over again. I'm like, well, how are you recording? Well, I record weekly because it helps me stay consistent. And I'm like, no, it's not. I promise you, it's not. It may be what you think is working. And if it is working for you, by all means, keep going. Do it. Just get at least 2 weeks ahead so that if something happens, you're not behind. But you can batch in different ways. You can outline multiple episodes at once. So, and that's kind of basically what I do. I outline them all in one day. And then, you know, all your outlines are done for the month. And then all you have to do is record, but then you have to take into consideration editing. So just think about those things. I've had clients that will, I'm trying to remember what they did. Some of them would, like I said, they would plan ahead and get all their outlines done. Then they would record and then they would just edit week after week. Does that make sense? I don't know if I said that correctly, but just think about how you could do it, whether you're doing it by topic, whether you're just kind of like recording when you naturally feel energized. Just don't wait till the week of. That is what is going to prevent burnout, because you're going to find a time when something comes up or there's holidays and then you just skip and then it doesn't catch back up to you and then you're got out of the habit. There's really no wrong or right way to do it. There's just whatever works for you. So you could plan in seasons or even themes, not breaks. Don't take breaks. I know some people talk about taking podcast breaks and that works for them. But I want you to think about that type of podcaster that's talking about that. Are they using their podcast to sell for their business? Because Target does not take the holidays off. In fact, Target ramps up during the holidays. So you can plan during your batching breaks. You can map out 6 to 8 weeks of a sprint if that helps you. Don't take breaks. But what I mean by seasons or themes is you can say, like I know someone who is planning like a monthly theme. So like she's taking her business and saying, so let me use mine for example, because it's probably easier. So I could, if I was doing this, I could say, well, this month I might talk about all editing hacks or I don't know, production in general. This month I might be talking about planning. This month I might, do you see what I'm saying? Like you could take whatever you're talking about that month and that way it's a little bit easier because you know in your head, okay, I know what to talk about. I will say that I personally like batching by the month because I recently started testing a way that I plan and it is working. And that is what I use now in my episode planner that I have linked below and I've been talking about it the last couple episodes. I will share it with you for free. It has made my life so much easier. I actually have episode ideas, not full plans, not titles, nothing, just topics, ideas, almost for the entire year. I've listed them out and all I have to do each month, and I've kind of worked ahead sort of, is I just strategically place them where I want on my episode planner. And then, of course, then after that, I will come up with the entire episode. But the ideas are planned. It's just so much less work. And I have it structured to where it follows my funnel, where it kind of funnels them all into your offers. And that's part of my planning each month. I'm literally just going, okay, I need this type of episode. Let me go look at my list. This works. We'll do this. It's like a plug and play. And then what you can do is repurpose from there. So I don't want you to be trying to do all the things. Focus on your podcast and let it fuel everything else. It can fuel your email. You write about your episode topic in your email. If you want to do social posts, let it come from the podcast. Create your Pinterest pins based on your episodes because you are turning them into blog posts. I do have my blog post builder as well. Or even your lead magnets, like all of those. I want your episodes to help give you even more ideas. There are episodes that I've recorded where I'm like, wow, I could create a digital product from that. Just like I was talking about with that workflow system. I'm like, that could actually be a product. So let me know if you want that. You do not have to reinvent the wheel every single week. That is going to help you prevent that burnout. It's going to keep ideas that are fresh and you just kind of sprinkle them out from there. So what you talk about 1 week on your podcast can be your social media content a different week. It doesn't even have to be the same week. That way you can have multiple pieces of content, but they're not all coming out at the same time. And it helps keep reiterating your message because they hear it multiple times, not just all in the same week. You will see a lot of people release a podcast episode And then you'll go read their email and it's the same topic. And then you go to social media and it's the same topic, sometimes even in the same day. And that is fine. It does work because not everybody listens to your podcast that reads your email. Not everybody reads your email. You get the point. But what I would say to help people kind of remember what you're seeing is to spread it out. If you're just giving those subtle reminders here and there, they're going to start to remember it. And then that's going to help you become more credible and they want to just listen to more of you. So think about how you can spread them out and always keep yourself top of mind. Another thing you need to be doing often is revisiting your goals. Why did you start this podcast to begin with? Why are you wanting to podcast? What was the reason you wanted it? Keep reminding yourself of that and bring yourself back to that. Also making sure that your episodes are connected to your offers. If they're connected to your offers, you already know what you're talking about. You just need to kind of come up with different ways of saying it. You don't need to be scrambling for, okay, well, what can I talk about today? No, be thinking about, well, where am I leading them? That's going to give you your topic. Because when your episodes are intentionally leading them somewhere, they're going to purchase from you eventually. Doesn't mean that exact episode, but you're not ever having to just scramble for ideas. Another thing I want you to do is look at your metrics. Data doesn't lie. If a certain topic or format keeps your listeners engaged, double down on that. Instead of trying to figure out something new every time, find out what is already working. What episodes have the highest downloads? And maybe try to find a different twist on how you can come up with that topic. I've heard clients tell me before, I feel like I'm saying the same thing over and over and over and over. Well, yeah, you are. And that's why it's working. Because not everybody started listening to you when you started your podcast. They need to hear it again. And the people who have heard it over and over and over and over, if they don't want to listen to you, then are they really your ideal clients? Probably not. So think of it that way. Use your metrics to help you figure that out. I will also leave my metrics freebie in the show notes too, or the description below, so you can figure out which metrics to look at. As I said before, you want to simplify your workflow because you don't need the heavy editing, the music intros, the over-the-top production. Again, my old past self is cringing on the inside because that's exactly what I got paid to do. And some people still want that. But if you are trying to create this podcast without burning out, unless you are hiring out an editor, you can let some of that go. What matters more than any of that is the clarity you're bringing in your episodes, the strategy you have behind all of it, and the consistency. And that fits into your season of business. That's what's going to move people forward and helping you. Most people fast forward through those intros anyway, let's just be honest. So do you really need it? I used to say yes because if a new person found your podcast and needed to hear it, but is that really true? I don't know. The podcast manager me never wanted to say that, but now that I am a podcast strategist, I see that taking too much time to edit and produce is what wears you out, especially when I was doing 12 to 13 clients at a time, but that was my job. I get. So either simplify it or better yet, outsource it. Let someone else make your podcast sound amazing so that you can just come up with the content and create the strategy to where you know exactly what to say and then someone else does the rest for you. So this is one of the strategies I do help my clients with inside of the podcast. First intensive, we map out that workflow that supports you. Everything starts to feel lighter after that. You can outsource the editing to somebody. Do what is going to make things simple because I want you to realize that your podcast will work for you. It is working for you. You may not be seeing it right now, but it is. As a matter of fact, if you want your podcast to feel strategic and sustainable and easy, effortless, like I said, mine is doing right now, then you are going to love next week's episode. Because I'm going to walk you behind the scenes of what happens inside of this podcast first marketing intensive that I keep talking about, how we map out your strategy, your listener journey, your next quarter of episodes all in one day. Whether you have a podcast or not, I meet you where you are. We build the clarity of where you want your podcast to work or how you want your podcast to work for you, where it fits into your business. And then we do all of those other things as well. It's one of my favorite offers that I have created for clients. And I hope that you'll see exactly why that is next week. So until then, keep creating those episodes that move your listener one step closer to becoming your client. And I will see you next week, friend.